我们继续来看出埃及记第二章。
We continue to study Exodus chapter 2.
出埃及记第二章。
Exodus chapter 2.
摩西后来被送到王宫里面。
Later on, Moses was sent to the palace.
他到了四十岁的时候啊。
At the age of 40.
他要出去看他的同伴。
He wanted to go out to see his brethren.
因为圣经里面讲说，摩西学了埃及的学问。
Because the Bible says Moses has learned all the knowledge of the Egyptians.
所以到了四十岁啊，他要救自己的同胞，就要把一个埃及人打死。
Therefore, at the age of 40, he wanted to save his brethren, and then he hit one of his brethren.
所以他就法老王要抓他，他就跑到那个野地去。
Because of this reason, the Pharaoh was running after him, and he had to run.
这个在米甸旷野就聚集了四十年。
And in the wilderness of Midian, he was there for 40 years.
这个在使徒行传第七章里面有哈。
This was also mentioned in Acts chapter 7.
所以他离开王宫是四十岁。
Therefore, he left the palace at the age of 40.
一直到八十岁啊，都是在旷野，在那边牧羊。
Until the age of 80, he was shepherding the flock in the wilderness.
到了第三章呢。
Then when we reached chapter 3,
摩西有一次带着岳父的羊群呢、在野地。
There was this one time Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law.
看到了一个异象。
He saw a vision.
说荆棘在火焰里面燃烧，但是没有烧毁。
There was a flame of fire from the midst of the bush, however, the bush was not consumed.
一般的木头啦，或者是一些柴火啊，火一烧啊，一下子就烧掉了。
Usually, wooden materials or twigs will be burned in a moment.
摩西说：“哎，怎么有这么大的异象啊？荆棘怎么没有被烧掉啊？”
And Moses said, "How can I? This is a great sight. Why is the bush not burned?"
那时候他还想要过去看。
So he wanted to take a look.
神就从荆棘当中来呼叫摩西。
So God called Moses from the midst of the bush.
然后叫他说：“你不要近前来，把脚上的鞋脱下来。”
Saying, "Do not draw near this place. Take off your sandals off your feet."
然后摩西，神就在荆棘当中呼叫摩西去拯救以色列人。
So God called Moses from within the bush.
所以神常在异象当中向先知显现来呼召他们。
God often manifests himself within a vision to call the prophets.
在旧约圣经里面常常有。
In the Old Testament, we see a lot of records like this.
好像要去跟米甸人打仗神就显现给基甸。
Just as God has revealed himself to Gideon when they were fighting against the Midianites.
呼召他出来叫他说是大能的勇士。
Calling him to come out because you are a mighty warrior.
以赛亚先知他也先看到一个异象。
Prophet Isaiah also witnessed a vision.
看到那个撒拉伯天使在神的面前在服侍。
He saw the angel Seraphim was serving God.
撒拉伯有六个翅膀。
This angel seraphim has six wings.
两个翅膀是把脸遮起来。
Two of the wings were covering its face.
两个飞翔。
The other two were for flying.
两个把脚遮起来。
And the other two was to cover the feet.
看到那个神的荣耀。
And he saw the glory of God.
那个时候他就说：“哇，糟糕了，我这么肮脏的人见到了神，我会死掉了。”
At that time, he said, "What a wretched man I am, because I am a man of filthy lips. I am going to be doomed because I see God."
罪臣不解的人。
I am a man of filthy lips.
但是神用那个天使就用那个夹子在那个火炭里面把火，把那个炭火夹来沾他的嘴把那污秽除掉。
However, the angel had used a tongue to take something from the fire and to wipe his lips.
神就出声说谁愿意为我去呢？谁愿意接受我的差遣呢？
And God called out, "Who is going to go before me, and who is going to be sent by me?"
以赛亚说：“我在这里，请差遣我。
”And Prophet Isaiah said, "Here I am, please send me."
所以我们看到常常神借着先知。 显现啊，来呼召人为他做工。
Therefore, we can see that God has manifested many times to the prophets, calling them for the work.
保罗也是嘛，哈。
Paul, in the same way.
本来要去抓拿基督徒，神用荣光照他，他就扑倒。
Originally, he wanted to persecute all the Christians, but God shone upon him with a light, and he was falling, down.
啊，然后他眼睛看不见啊，进到城里面去。
He couldn't see with his eyes, and he entered into the city.
啊，亚拉尼亚为他祷告，哈。
And Ananias prayed for him.
啊，又为他洗礼。
And also baptized him.
啊，就是神在呼召人。
This is the process by which God was calling men.
那摩西所看到的这个异象啊，是荆棘被火烧，没有烧掉。
So the vision that Moses saw at this time was a burning bush that has not been consumed.
那一般外邦人啊，他们所看到的、所重视的都是很高大的树。
Usually the Gentiles would emphasize on great trees.
比如说他们拜那个神木哈，很大的树，啊，用一红布把它围起来，哦，就放很多礼物在那里拜。
For example, some heathen would tie the tree with red ropes, and then they would fall prostrate to the tree.
那神不是在一个高大的树那边向摩西显现。
However, God did not appear to Moses in the big tree.
而是在那个荆棘啊，荆棘就是野草一样的很脆弱的东西啊。
But in the bush, which is a very fragile weed.
表示神虽然是一个非常伟大尊贵的神
，Our God is a mighty and mighty God，
但是他却很希望能够跟我们这些平凡人、卑贱的人在一起。
However, he has come very low to dwell with lowly men just like us。
好，说我们看一下以赛亚书五十七章。
Let us turn to Isaiah 57。
以赛亚书五十七章的十五节。
Isaiah 57 verse 15。
五十七章十五节。
Chapter 57 verse 15。
到谁读？来拿六。
来拿拿。
有没有？神是非常伟大的，住在至高荣耀之处啊。
Our God is one who is high and lofty, who inhabits above everyone else.
但是啊，他愿意跟那个心灵痛悔的谦卑人住在一起。
However, he is willing to dwell with him who has a contrite and humble spirit.
啊，所以神那么伟大，而且成为很卑微的人来到人间呐、啊，啊，来拯救我们世人。
Therefore, this high and awesome God has come into the world.In order to save mankind, which is very lowly.
啊，神在这个火焰当中啊，火焰会带来光明，在火焰当中显现。
So within this burning bush, the Lord has manifested the light.
啊，另外很奇妙，这个荆棘啊，本来火一烧，一下子就烧光了，但是怎么烧都烧不回。
Another wonderful thing is that the bush is usually very much consumed within a few seconds by fire. However, at this time, it was not consumed at all.
啊，这个荆棘就表示我们人呢。
This bush refers to us.
有神跟我们同在啊，无论遇到怎么样的患难呐、啊、苦练呐、啊，但是啊，都不会被烧毁。
With God abiding with us, even though we walk through many trials and tribulations, but we will not be burned.
好像以色列人
，just as the Israelites,
他们经过了很多的患难
，they have gone through many tribulations.
啊，但是神保护他们呐、啊。
However, God had protected them.
所以圣经里面看到很多这样的故事啊。
Therefore, in the Bible, it records many of such things.
但尼尼有三个朋友。
Daniel had three friends.
啊，王做了一个很大的金像，说你们不拜，就要把你们丢到烈火窑里面去。
The king had made it for himself a big statue, and then warning them that if you don't fall worshiping this idol, you will be thrown into the pit of fire.
啊，但是他们就是不拜。
But they refused to bow down.
所以有人告诉王啊，就王就把他们找来。
If someone had informed the king had summoned for them to come.
王说：“你们真的不拜我的金像
？”The king said, "You're not going to worship my golden statue."
再给你们一次的机会。
I will give you one more chance.
你们如果拜就好了。
Once you bow down and worship it, we will be fine.
如果不拜的话，就马上丢到烈火的窑里。
If you don't refuse to bow down, then you will be thrown into the furnace of fire.
他们说：“王啊，我们不必回答你了。”
They said, King, we don't need to answer you.
我们的神啊，会把我们从烈火窑中救出来。
Our God is able to save us from the fiery furnace.
我们就是神没有救我们，被活活烧死，我们都不会拜你的金像。
Even if the Lord did not save us from the fiery furnace and we are burnt alive, we still will not bow down to you.
我王气的话都。
The king was furious.
哦，叫人家说把那个火啊加柴啊。
The king instructed someone to increase the heat of the furnace.
啊，比平常还多七倍。
Seven times as hot as regular times.
啊，叫人叫很强壮的人把这三个人啊把他抬的要把他丢下去。
He called some mighty men to carry these people into the furnace.
说那个火很大。
The furnace was very heaty.
另外那个壮士啊要抬这三个人的，还没有到腰边就被烧死了。
Even the mighty men who were carrying them into the furnace before they could even reach the furnace, they were already dead.
但是他们三个信心的勇士进到。火里面却在那边游行呢。
However, these three soldiers of faith had their tour inside the furnace.
我说还有天使跟他们在一起耶。
It seemed like there's an angel together with them.
啊，后来王一看说，赶快出来，赶快出来。
Later on, the king saw them and said, "Come out quickly."
啊，然后他就下令说，所有的人不可以毁谤沙德拉、米沙、亚伯尼哥的神。
And then later on, he gave a decree that no one should blaspheme against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
说从来没有一个神啊可以这样拯救的。
Saying that no other God can make such a deliverance.
所以人虽然好像荆棘一样。
Even though we as humankind are like the bush.
因为你看那个王那么有权势啊，啊百姓算什么呢？
You see, the king is so magnificent in glory, but what?Does a man look like?
这个好像荆棘一样，一烧就可能就烧掉了。
The people are just like the bush. Once they are burnt, they are burnt.
但是神的子民虽然像荆棘啊，但是火怎么烧都烧不掉。
However, the people of God, even though they are like the bush, no matter how the flame come upon them, they shall not be burnt.
不但没有烧死。
Not only are their lives not burnt.
他们衣服没有烧焦。
Their garments have no smell of smoke.
他们头发也没有那个。火烧的味道。
Even their hair has no smell of smoke.
哦，所以好像荆棘啊，在火当中啊，就烧不回的。
We're just like the bush being burnt with the fire, but not consumed.
所以保罗说啊，有时候我们遇到很多的逼迫患难。
So Paul said, sometimes we meet with trials and tribulations.
我好像要死的，却是活的好好的。
Seems like we are dying away, however, we are living just fine.
虽是受苦的，却是遭。这是常常欢喜的。
Even though we're under trials, but we experience joy.
啊，就是神的百姓，神特别的看顾保守。
This is the privilege that God's people have in terms of the protection of God.
那神在这个火焰当中呼叫摩西。
So God called out to Moses from within the bush.
摩西，摩西。
Moses, Moses.
神在呼叫人都叫名字哦。
When God calls someone, He will call someone by the name.
哦，撒母耳，撒母耳。
Samuel, Samuel.
扫罗，扫罗。
Saul, Saul.
我在中学的时候有一个教会对我们教会有一些影响。
When I was in
有一个外教会哈。
When I was in my high school years, there's this other church that has some influence on our church.
从香港传过来。
The belief was preached from Hong Kong.
那个创办人呢、啊，叫做江端仪。
The founder was Mr. 江端仪。
啊。他本来是电影明星呢。
He used to be a movie star.
他说他得到启示，所以出来传道理。
He said he had a revelation, therefore he come out to preach the gospel.
不过他很多的那个属灵的经历都不对啊。
However, he had so many misleading spiritual experiences.
他说穿一件很漂亮的衣服要去一个学校演讲。
He was putting on himself beautiful garments in order to make a speech in a school.
经过一栋大楼。
And then he went by this great building.
啊，楼上的人呐、啊，把那个洗碗水就倒下来。
And then the people upstairs would throw the a basin of water.
哇，一件漂亮的衣服，整个都是油腻腻的。
So the beautiful garment was defiled by the oil in the water.
在楼上一直骂。
So he was pointing up there and kept on yelling out loud.
一下子啊，突然间转过一个意念。
After scolding them for some time, suddenly he had an inspiration.
他说啊，这是神在用膏油膏你啊。
He said, "Oh, I'm anointed by oil from God."
啊，哦，他就很高兴。
He was very happy at that time.
说要让他不是做使徒啊，做使女。
使女。
女使徒啦。
at that time, she was not going to be an apostle, but a female apostle.
神会不会用膏油，用那个洗碗水给你做膏油？
Will God use anoint you with water that is used after washing the dishes?
以前的膏油啊，那个是特别做很香的、非常贵重的材料来膏你。
The materials of the oil to anoint in the Old Testament are made of very fragrant materials.
那神怎么会用洗碗水做膏油？
How can God use the remaining water after you wash the dishes to anoint you?
啊，他常常听到一个声音都讲：“我的使女啊，我的使女啊，我的女使徒啊。”
She often hear the voice saying that, "My female apostle, my female apostle."
从圣经啊，从头到尾啊，神在叫人，没有叫说啊，使徒啊，先知啊，传道啊，没有啊。
From the Bible, from the beginning to the end, we have never discovered that God calls someone, "Hey, my prophet, my apostle, my preacher."
摩西，摩西。
Moses, Moses.
保罗，保罗，都是叫名字的。
Paul, Paul. It's always by the name.
哦，因为神说按着名字认识你。
Because God knows every one of us by name.
哦，所以神叫我们都会叫名字的。
So when God wants to call us, He will call us by name.
那神叫摩西呀，啊，摩西说：“我在这里。”
And when God called out to Moses, Moses said, "Here I am."
不要靠近。
God said, "Do not draw near."
把你脚上的鞋脱下来。
Take off your sandals off your feet.
因为神临在的地方是圣地。
For the place where God abides shall be holy ground.
所以对神要恭敬，要圣洁，才能够亲近神。
Therefore, we have to purify ourselves to become holy in order to revere God.
神就对他说：“我就是你父亲的神。”
And God told him, "I am the God of your father."
所以我是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
说那个说摩西啊，不敢看神。
At that time, Moses was afraid to see God's face.
后来神就对他讲了。
Of course, God told him.
我们看第三章哦。
We take a look at chapter
3. 第三章。
Chapter
3. 第七节。
Verse 7.
到第十节
to verse 10,
三章七节到十节
chapter 3 verses 7 to verse 10.
Kaden Lu, Kaden.
A land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. Verse 9, and now the cry of Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. Verse 10, so now go, I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt.
神在这里讲，他就是他神让摩西知道他跟以色列人之间的关系。
Over here, God revealed to Moses what is his relationship with the Israelite people.
他说：“我就是你们祖先的神啊。”
I am the God of your fathers.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
因为神曾经跟亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各立约嘛。
Because God has indeed created a covenant between him and Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Therefore, God has paid very much attention to this covenant.
我们人有时候常常签了约以后，后来就忘掉了。
Sometimes we have signed a covenant and then later on we have forgotten.
神啊，永远不会忘掉的。
But God will never forget.
所以神是信实守约的神。
Therefore, God is a God who is faithful to keep His covenant.
不管几百年、几千年啦、啊，我们人都忘掉了，但他还记得。
Whether it is 100 or 1,000 years later, even if we have forgotten, God will never forget.
因为神说要把迦南地给以色列人嘛。
Because God has promised to give the land of Canaan to the Israelites.
所以神没有忘记。
God has never forgotten.
所以神对摩西说。
And God spoke to Moses.
百姓受哀 百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了。
I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt.
他们所发的哀声，我听见了。
And have heard their cry.
我原知道他们的痛苦。
For I know their sorrows.
他说：“我现在下来就把要救他们脱离埃及人的手。
”So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians.
还要把他们带进那个流奶与蜜的地方。
And to bring them from that land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey.
那就是神完全的拯救。
This is the complete salvation plan of God.
说他们受苦啊，神都看见、听见，他什么都知道。
Whatever oppression and difficulties the people have undergone, God has seen and heard and knew everything.
所以有时候我们在苦难当中，人家欺负我们呢，神都知道。
We are being bullied and oppressed by other people, but God knows.
神说啊，你不必为自己伸冤呐。
God said, "Do not avenge for yourself."
神都在监察。
Because God sees everything.
我们有一个姐妹啊，受人家欺负。
We have a sister who was bullied by another person.
啊，很难过啊。
She was very sorrowful.
她又跑去祷告。
She went to pray.
啊，主耶稣跟她讲说：“我知道，我知道。”
And the Lord Jesus said to her, "I know, I know."
哇，她听到主耶稣说：“我知道，我知道啊！”她一切的那个痛苦、难过，全部忘掉了。
And the moment that she heard that Jesus said to her, "I know, I know," all her sorrows and troubles went away.
主耶稣都知道了，我还担心什么呢？主耶稣会负责的。
Jesus knows everything. What do I need to worry about? The Lord will take responsibility.
他说：“我们遇到什么困难没有关系，主耶稣都知道，他都看见了。”
So whatever troubles or tribulations we undergo, we don't need to worry because God knows everything.
啊，你向他哀求，他也听见了。
You cry out to him and he will hear you.
啊，他不只是听见，不只是知道，他要下来。
God not only know and heard and seen, but he will come down.
天主下来要拯救以色列人，让他们脱离呀。离开埃及人的手。
He will personally come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians.
啊，虽然埃及人给他们很多的苦难啊，神说要把他们救出来。
Even though the Egyptians have given them so much oppression, but God said,
不是把他们救出来丢着啊，还要把他们带到那个流奶与蜜之地啊。
To save them, and not only to save them, but to bring them into that land flowing with milk and honey.
神对我们的拯救就是这样，非常完全的救恩。
God has designed a very perfect plan for our salvation.
我们在生活当中有时候很多的苦难。
In our daily life, sometimes we meet with a lot of troubles.
因为人没离开了神以后，就受到魔鬼的欺压。
Because as soon as man had departed from God, he would be oppressed.
神就要把我们从撒旦的权势之下把我们救出出来。
But God wants to deliver us from the hands of the evil one.
啊，离开魔鬼的权势。
To go away from the dominion of darkness.
将来又要救我们进到永生的天国。
And in the future, he will save us into that beautiful land of heaven.
这是一个完全的救恩。
This is a perfect salvation.
神就对摩西说啊，我现在就是要叫你去。
And then God told Moses, "I am going to call you to go."
所以你要去见法老王，啊，把我的百姓带出来。
Therefore, you have to go to Pharaoh that you may bring my people.
啊，但是啊，摩西就开始推辞了。
But Moses started to refuse.
看十一节
，verse 11。
摩西第一个说啊，我是什么人呐、啊？我怎么敢去见法老王？他说我们有办法把以色列人从埃及领出来。
Verse 11 says, Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?"
啊，这是摩西八十岁的时候。
This is at the age of 80.
你看他四十岁的时候啊，完全不一样哎。
It is so different when the time when he was 40 years old.
那个时候很有学问，很有才干。
At that time, he was filled with much ability and knowledge.
我要来救我的同胞。
I am going to save all my brethren.
看到一个埃及人欺负以色列人啊。
He witnessed an Egyptian bullying an Israelite.
他想说，我要救我的同胞，所以看没有人啊，就把埃及人就把他打死。
He thought, "I'm going to save my brethren," and then looking here and there with no one around.
好吧。
And covered him in the sand.
啊，第二天呐，看到两个以色列人呐，与两个希伯来人呐，自己人在吵架。
And the second day, he saw his own people, the Hebrew men, were fighting.
啊，他以为啊，他可以劝他们说啊，我们都是同胞，我们不要吵架。
He thought that he could go over there and reason with them. We are all brethren. Do not fight.
但是那个欺负人都说，谁叫你做我们的审判官
？But the oppressor said. Who makes you the judge over us?
你是不是要像昨天把那个埃及人打死，也要把我们打死？
Do you intend to kill me as you killed the Egyptian yesterday?
他以为说啊，他打死人没有人知道，因为打完以后就把他藏起来了。
Moses thought that he had hit the person that he had killed, and no one would know about it.
啊，没有想到啊。
But without his knowledge,
大家都知道了，王也知道了。
Everyone come to know about it. Even the Pharaoh have heard it.
所以王要抓他，他不得已才跑到旷野去。
So the Pharaoh sought to kill him, and then he had no choice but to fled to the land of Midian.
所以四十年了，他不敢回家。
For 40 years, he did not dare to come back home.
他在那边呢，替人家牧羊。
He became the shepherd for another person over there.
所以他说，我现在是什么人？
And now he come to say, "Who am I?"
我怎么敢去见法老啊？
How can I dare to go to Pharaoh?
我家都不敢回去了。
I do not even dare to go home.
我现在就是个牧羊人啊，算什么？
I'm just like a common shepherd. Who am I?
好，这跟他四十年前完全不一样。
This is totally the opposite of who he was 40 years ago.
那神说啊，我跟你同在，你就可以把以色列人带出来。
Then God said, "I will certainly be with you. Then you will bring my people out."
他们可以来到这个山上来拜神，这是记号了。
Then you can serve God on this mountain. This shall be your sign.
好，所以我们看到哈，摩西一生啊，120岁。
We see the whole lifetime of Moses, 120 years old.
他大概分成三个时期。
These 120 years are divided into three periods of time.
40岁以前。
Before 40 years old.
他觉得自己很有才干，很有学问。
He thought he was confident because he had knowledge and ability.
那就是说，有，我有办法，我可以把以色列人带出来啊。
He thought he had all the guts to bring all the Israelites out.
但是到了80岁，我怎么敢呢？
But at the age of 80,
我是什么人呢？
How can I? Who am I?
哈，以色列人怎么会听我？我怎么敢去见法老王？
How will the Israelite people listen to me? How would I dare to go and
see Pharaoh? 那个时候他不敢
了。At that time, he didn't dare.
所以有的人说把摩西的120岁分三个时期。
For some people, have divided his whole lifetime into three parts.
因为他40岁以前呢、啊，学了很多的学问，都是看到王宫里面呢、啊，哇，那么人那么伟大，那么有能力。
Because in the first 40 years, he had received so much education and saw so many able men in the palace.
都看到人有办法。
He saw the fact that men are able.
所以他自己觉得很有办法。
Therefore, he felt that he is able too.
但是啊，神觉得说你这个还没有办法用。
However, at that time, God said, "It is not the time that I can use you now."
因为充满着血气呀。
Because he was full of vigor.
用人的意思啊，假使带领那个时候去带领以色列人呐、啊，以色列人不乖的话，一个一个都被打死。
He was filled with human nature at that time. If the Israelites do not behave themselves, all of them would perish under his hand.
那怎么有办法来带领以色列？
How can he bring the children of Israel?
所以神就让他到旷野去。
So God sent him to the wilderness.
40年呐、啊，每天在那里牧养。
For 40 years, all he did was to shepherd the flock.
看起来好像没有做什么事呢。
It looked like he didn't do anything much.
那神就让他在那边训练40年。
However, God has trained him for 40 years.
他在旷野当中所看到的是神的伟大。
In the wilderness, everything that he saw was the greatness of God.
因为野地里面所有的创造都是神造的。
Because everything that is created by God are from the hands of God.
他每天看到啊，天上的星星啊，各样的山河啊，都是神的创造，神的伟大。
Every day we can appreciate the stars in the sky, the rivers and the valleys, and the mountains.
啊，每天在主是做一个牧羊人呐、啊。
Every day he only reckoned himself as a lowly shepherd.
啊，觉得说啊，我真是一个很卑微的人呐、啊。
Every day
he thought,
I am just a little one, and I am just a lowly shepherd.
啊，但是那个时候神才会用他。
Only at that time God will use him.
所以他80岁以后啊，他就靠着神啊的帮助，他就有办法把以色列人带出来了。
Therefore, at the age of 80, he relied upon God's strength. Then he's able to lead the Israelites out.
所以我们用几句话讲：40岁的时候，他觉得窝囊。
We using a brief sentence, we say before the age of 40, he said, "I'm able."
但是80岁的时候，我不能啊。
At the age of 80, he said, "I'm not able."
他80岁以后到120岁啊，说我靠着神就能了。
But from age 80 to 120, relying upon God, I am able.
好，所以当80岁的时候，他谦卑下来，神就用他。
Therefore, at the age of 80, he humbled himself down, and God used him.
所以民数记里面讲到， 摩西为人极其谦和。
Therefore, in the book of Numbers, it says Moses is a humble man.
啊，胜过世上的众人。
Humble and gentle, and much humble and gentle over everyone on the earth.
啊，这是神给他四十年的旷野操练。
This is the training that God has provided for him.
所以他未来成为一个非常有爱心呐、啊，非常谦卑、非常忠心的神的仆人。
Therefore, later on, he had been filled with love and the most humble man.A faithful worker of the Lord.
你看那个以色列人200万啊，天天吵，天天吵啊。
You see that 2 million people of the Israelites were creating chaos every day.
但是每天啊，摩西就一直为他们解决问题，每天就一直为他们祷告。
Every day, Moses prayed for them and solved their problems.
如果没有做四十年的操练啊，他怎么有办法做得到
？Without this 40 years of training, how can he accomplish all these?
啊。那再来，我们看13节。
Next, we see verse
13. 3章13节。
Chapter 3, verse 13.
13节哈。
Verse 13.
啊，摩西对神说啊，我如果到以色列人那里，要对他们说啊，你们祖宗的神打发我到你们来，你们这里来。啊，他们如果问我说啊，他叫什么名字？啊，我要对他们说什么呢？这是他第二次的推辞。
This is the second time that Moses refused God.
啊，他说啊，如果我去跟他们讲说神叫我来，他们会说啊，你们神叫什么名字
？If I tell the Israelites God has sent me here, then the Israelites will ask me, "What is God's name?"
啊，神就回答说，我就是住有永有的。
And God answered, "I am who I am."
I am who I am. 哈、啊，我就是我了。
I am myself.
好、啊。这是一个很重要的神观哈。
This is a very important concept of Godhead.
我们要再谈神哈，神观的问题都引这里。
When we talk about Godhead, we will refer to this verse.
哈，中文翻作神是自己有又永远存在的，自己存在又永远存在的神。
In the Chinese version, it's translated as a self-existing God and will forever exist.
哈。啊，无生之始，无命之终啊，永远存在的。
There is no beginning and no death for God. He exists forever.
所有的万物都由他来的。
All the creations come from him.
好、哦，他是造物主嘛。
哦、He is the creator of everything.、
啊、所以摩西说啊，我要对他们讲什么
？So Moses said, "What am I going to say to them?"
神就告诉他，从这个十三节以后一直到22节啊，就是神教他怎么讲。
So from verses 13 onwards to verse 22, God taught him what to say.
所以你就告诉以色列人呐、啊，我们祖宗的神就亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神呐、啊。
You shall say to the children of Israel, "Our God, the God of our fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob."
啊，因为看到我们是埃及人的苦啊。
Because he sees the sufferings of the oppression of the Egyptians.
啊，所以现在要把我们带到那个牛奶与蜜的地方去啦。
And now it's time that he will bring us into the land flowing with milk and honey.
啊，神来说啊，我们要离开的时候啊，我们可以把埃及人的财物都可以带走的。
God said that we can bring the loot from the Egyptians before we depart.
啊，就叫他去讲。
God taught him what to say.
再看第四章第一节。
And then we see chapter 4 verse 1.
四章一节
，Chapter 4 verse 1。
摩西说啊，他们不会信我的啦，我也不会听我的话啦。
Moses said, "Suppose they will not believe me or listen to my voice."
啊，因为他们会说啊，主没有向你显现呐、啊。
They may also say, "The Lord has not appeared to you."
好，他第三次推辞说，他不会相信我的啦。
This is the third time he refused, saying、哎、they will not believe me.
神就答应他说。
So God promised him, saying that I will create signs and miracles for you.
He said, 你手里拿什么东西?
What is it in your hand?
他拿一根那个牧羊的杖。
He said, a rod.
神叫他说，你把那个杖丢在地上。
And God instructed him, cast it on the ground.
一丢下去啊，变成一条蛇。
When he casted it on the ground, it became a serpent.
哦，摩西吓一跳，就赶快跳开。
Moses was surprised and he fled from it.
神说不要怕，从那个尾巴把那抓起来。
The Lord said to Moses, "Do not be afraid. Reach out your hand, take it by the tail."
拉起来又变成一拐杖。
As soon as he reached out his hand and caught it, it became a rod in his hand.
他说、啊、你拿着这根拐杖去哦，行神迹。
God instructed him, "Go and take this rod and perform miracles."
啊，他们就会相信。
Then they shall believe you.
然后说，他们如果还不相信的话，你行第二个神迹。
Then he instructed Moses, if they still would not believe, you will perform a second miracle.
你把手啊放在胸怀里面。
Put your hand in your bosom.
拿出来就说，哇，整个手都是长大麻风。
And when you take it out, behold, your hand shall be leprous.
然后再把它放进去。
And then put your hand again in your bosom.
就拿出来，好了。
Then take it out again, and it shall be restored.
让他行第二个神迹。
This is the second sign.
他说：“如果再不相信这个神迹啊
，And yet if they refuse to believe，
你就喝水，拿起来倒到地上。
Then you pour the water from the river on the land.
所以这个水会变成血。
Then this water will become blood.
啊，所以神说：我跟你同在啊，你可以行神迹啊，他们都会相信你。
Therefore, God said to him, "I shall abide with you. You will perform miracles, and they will believe you."
但是摩西还不去。
But Moses still refused to go.
看第十节。
Verse 10.
四章第十节。
Chapter 4, verse 10.
摩西对神说：“主啊，我是不是能言的人呐、啊，就是对你对我说话以后，我还是拙口笨舌的啦。”哈，摩西说：“我这个不会讲话，你叫我怎么讲？”
Moses said, "I'm not eloquent at all. I'm a man of slow speech and slow of tongue."
啊，我本来就是拙口笨舌的啦，嘴巴哦，讲话都讲不清楚的人。
I'm slow of speech and slow of tongue. Whatever he wants to say, he cannot deliver it well.
啊，神说啊，谁造人的口呢？谁使人哑巴？使人能够耳聋呢？
But God answered him, "Who made a man's mouth, and who makes the mute, the deaf?"
不是我。岂不是我吗？
Have I not?
神自己讲了。
The Lord, this is spoken by the Lord.
他说：“你主管去，我给你口才，我会指教你当讲的话。”
And God instructed him, "Go, and I will be with your mouth, and I will teach you what you shall say."
所以他说他不会讲话，但是神说就让你讲。
When God said, "I don't know what to say," and then God said, "I will teach you what to say."
因为口才啊，恩赐啊，都是神赐的。
Because eloquence and all gifts come from the Lord.
啊，神可以让人哑巴，也可以让人讲话。
God will make a man mute and will give the gift of the gap.
我们在台湾有一个传道娘。
We have a preacher's wife in Taiwan.
她这个传道娘小的时候啊，不会讲话。
This preacher's wife, when she was young, she was unable to speak.
她到了十几岁啊，哎呀，不会讲话，所以她的爸爸每天都带她去教会祷告。
But during his teenage years, because she couldn't speak, the father brought her to the church every day to pray.
她到了十几岁的时候啊。啊！突然间讲话。
In her teenage years, all of a sudden, he could speak. She could speak.
好，所以神可以让哑巴讲话。
So God can open the mouth of the mute.
啊，有的人呢、啊，口才不太好，但神也会赐给我们口才。
Some people may feel that they are not eloquent. However, God can give us the talent.
台湾有一个传道。
In Taiwan, we have a preacher.
啊，跟人家讲话的时候口急，踢踢踢。讲不顺了、啊。
The preacher is always very tongue-tied every time he speaks to other people.
啊，怎么会当传道？
How can he become a preacher?
但是很奇妙。
It's very amazing, though.
他一上台哦，奉主耶稣圣名讲道，就从头讲到尾。
Once he go up,
不会两句话重复。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak. He will never repeat his sentence. He will speak from the beginning to the end fluently.
那个传道名字叫做江秀郎。
This is preacher江秀郎 from the mountain regions.
这很奇妙。神要塑人口才。
God wants to give a man eloquence.
啊，平时啊，跟人家讲话的时候，一句话要讲很久。
Usually he will take a long time to just say a few words with someone else.
但是奉主耶稣圣名讲道都没有问题。
However, in the name of Jesus Christ, he speaks sermon, he will have no problem.
这是从神来的。
This all comes from God.
刚刚我们教会的道理传到台湾的时候
，When our truth has been preached to Taiwan,
还有40天就建设三间教会嘛。
Within 40 days, three.Churches were established.
啊，那个教会的发展相当快。
The prosperity of the church was great.
所以很多长老会的信徒啊，还是跑到我们教会来。
Therefore, many Presbyterian members have converted themselves to our church.
所以他们的那个教会的牧师啊，大恐慌。
Therefore, there is a panic among all the pastors in their church.
有一次啊，就集合起来要跟我们教会的一个长老辩论。
One time, they gang up together to come and have a debate with our elder.
哦，他们十几个人呢、啊。
Ten some of them.
我们只有一两个人。
We only come by with one or two people.
哦，那他们就一个一个吵。哦、
one by one, they started to argue.
啊，后来我们一个长老就站起来。
Then one of our elders stand up.
安静，安静，不要吵。
Be quiet, be quiet.
一个一个来。
One by one, please.
啊，对，一个一个，其中一个讲。
So one of them come to speak.
哦，你们怎么有这样的？
Why are you preaching this and that?
好，那就圣经一完。
And the elder just referred to the Bible.
他就讲。
And spoke.
好，第二个。
Second one.
第二个再讲。
And the second one spoke.
他们说圣经一完。
And once he turned, there it is.
啊，所以啊，大家后来都没有话讲。
Therefore, it silenced all of their mouths in the end.
那这是神术的口才啊。
So this is the eloquence given by God.
有一次啊。哎，那个时候日本时代嘛，哈。
During the Japanese times.
啊，有一次那个宪兵来哈，啊，把我们那个教会的传道人抓去。
One of the soldiers have caught our preachers.
啊，那个宪兵就问。
And the soldier interviewed one of the preacher.
你们都说啊，人都有罪，我们日本天皇有没有罪？
You say that all men have sinned. What about the emperor of Japan? Does he have sin?
你谁敢说？日本天王有罪。
Who can admit that the emperor of Japan has sin? You don't want your life.
但是你如果说他没有罪啊，你就违背道理。
But if you say that he is sinless, you are against the truth.
那神给这个传道人有智慧呢。
However, God gave wisdom to this preacher.
然后圣经里面讲，人都有罪。
He said, the Bible says all men have sinned.
啊，日本天王有没有罪？我不知道。
I don't know whether the emperor of Japan has sinned or not.
他说他没有话讲啊。
So the man couldn't say any longer.
所以主耶稣对门徒说啊。
So Jesus said to his disciples.
人会把你们抓去。
People may
会逼迫你们。
Take you away and oppress you.
你们啊，不必事先准备说要讲什么话。
When you are being persecuted, you do not need to prepare what is it you are going to speak.
啊，到时候神就会指示你们该讲的话。
At that time, the Lord Himself will instruct you what it is you need to speak.
啊，真的哈，在逼迫当中啊，神会开人的口才，让人有智慧。
And truly, within persecutions, God will open your mouth and give you wisdom.
啊，所以嘴巴是神造的。口才也是神术的。
Our mouth is given by God, created by God, and the gift of a gab is also given by God.
所以我们啊，努力为主做见证啊，主耶稣会帮助我们。
So if we strive hard to preach the gospel, the Lord Jesus will surely help us.
我们现在啊，大家都很怕，不敢去讲，也不晓得讲什么。
Nowadays we're all afraid. We don't dare to go out and preach, and we don't know what to preach.
求主耶稣给我们勇气，让我们讲该讲的话。
We pray so that the Lord will give us courage.And to speak what is right.
因为这个传道理很重要。
Because preaching the gospel is very important.
说信道是从听道的。
Because
听道来的。
Believing is from hearing the truth.
啊，没有人传道理，你怎么听到道理？
If no one is preaching the truth, then how can you hear of the gospel?
啊，没有奉差遣，怎么传道？
If you're not sent, then how are you going to preach?
啊，圣灵差遣我们每一个人，我们每一个人都是传道人。
The Holy Spirit has sent all of us, so all of us are considered preachers of the gospel.
所以我们勇敢做见证啊，求主赐给我们口才。
So we courageously preach the gospel. May the Lord give us eloquence.
啊，不要像摩西啊，一直推辞。
Do not be like Moses, refusing once and again.
啊，推辞了四次啊，啊，到了第五次，神还是要他去啊。
He had refused for four times, and then the fifth time, the Lord still wanted him to go.
那个时候啊，他没有理由，没有理由再推辞了。
At that time, he did not come up with any other excuses that he can think of.
他对神说啊，你要找谁就找谁，你就不要找我了。
He said to the Lord, "Please send anyone that you wish to send, just not me."
好啊，后来神就生气了。
Later on, the Lord aroused his anger.
就是要找你，就是要你去。
I want you to go. I'm looking for you.
啊，然后说我要让你。的哥哥啊，亚伦来帮助你。
I will ask your brother Aaron to assist you.
因为你哥哥亚伦啊，本来就是一个很会讲话的人。
Because your brother Aaron is very well gifted with speaking.
啊，同时我也会赐给你口才。
And at the same time, I will also give you eloquence.
我也主教你当讲的话。
I will instruct you what you must speak.
事实上啊，摩西一直推辞说他不会讲话。
Actually, Moses always refused, saying that he has no eloquence.
那圣经里面说啊，摩西啊，说话行事都很有才干的人啊。
However, the Bible praised Moses, saying that he is a man of great speech.
好，那就是他在推辞。
But this time he was just refusing.
啊，推到最后啊，神不高兴，发怒了。哎，事情还是要做，还是要去。
He refused to the end until he roused the anger of the Lord and said to him, things still need to be done. You still need to go.
所以我们不要推除圣功。
So let us not refuse holy work.
推到最后，神不高兴，我们就受亏损了。
If we refuse to the end and we aroused God's anger, then we will suffer the loss.
其实神给我们有机会来做他的功，就是恩典。
If we have the chance to do the work of God, then it is our chance to receive God's blessing.
我们要珍惜这样的机会。
We have to treasure such a chance.
后来摩西就回去跟那业户说，要回去埃及呀，看看他的弟兄。
So later on, Moses went and returned to his father-in-law and said he wanted to return to his brethren.
业户答应了，他就带着妻子孩子就走了。
The father-in-law agreed, and he brought his wife and children and went.
这个差了一个东西，说摩西在路上住宿的地方。
We missed one thing in verse 24. On the encampment, on the
说神遇到他，要把他杀，要杀他。
The Lord met him and sought to kill him.
后来他太太就为他的儿子行割礼。
And then his wife circumcised all her sons.
后来神才放过他。
And then God has let him go.
他的太太说，你因为割礼就是血狼，就是因为流血的新郎。The
wife said to him, "You are a husband of blood because of the circumcision."
这什么意思？
What does this mean?
因为摩西要去做神的工。Because
God, Moses was about to perform the work of God.
你自己要做神的工，你自己跟你的家要先守道理。You
who wants to work for the Lord, you and your household have to keep the truth.
因为摩西的儿子没有受割礼了。Because
the sons of Moses had not been circumcised.
可能是太太，这个妈妈舍不得还是怎么样，没有给孩子行割礼。Maybe
the wife was hesitating due to her love for the children, so circumcision was not done.
所以神不放过摩西。Therefore,
God did not let Moses.
要他行割礼，跟孩子行割礼。
God demanded that the children are going to be circumcised.
因为创世纪里面讲，神的百姓要先割礼。
Because in the book of Genesis, it says the people of God have to undergo circumcision.
后来摩西回到埃及地去见以色列人。
Later on, Moses went to Egypt to meet his brethren, the Israelites.
那么神怎么叫他去带领他们出埃及？
He told them the account of how God had called him so that all the people may come out from Egypt.
神叫他行的神迹，他也行给百姓看。
He had performed all the signs and miracles that God wanted him to do.
后来说，这些以色列百姓他们就相信了。
And so the Israelites believed.
所以他们因为神眷顾他们，要救他们脱离埃及，所以大家都很高兴，在地上俯伏下拜。
Because God has looked upon their affliction, therefore they rejoiced and bowed their heads and worshipped.
后来第五章，就是摩西要去见法老王了。
And then in chapter 5, Moses was about to face Pharaoh.
照神的吩咐，说要把以色列带出去。
According to God's instruction, he said he was going to bring all the Israelites out.
我们看五章第二节。
We see chapter 5, verse 2.
五章二节。
Chapter 5, verse 2.
法老说，你们的神是谁？为什么要我听他的话，容以色列人去呢？我不认识你们的神，也不容许以色列人去。Pharaoh
said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey His voice to let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, nor will I let Israel go."
因为当时埃及是最强盛的国家，最文明的国家。At
that time, Egypt was the most civilized and prosperous nation.
法老王以为他是最伟大的。The
Pharaoh thought that he was the greatest of all.
怎么还要我听别人的话？
Why do I need to listen to somebody else?
所以他说，我不认识你们的神，所以我也不让你们离开。Therefore
he courageously said, "I do not know the Lord your God, nor will I let Israel go."
但是摩西就开始一直跟法老王争执。
However, Moses started to contend with Pharaoh.
一直要把以色列人带出来。
He insisted to bring the Israelites out.
当然一开始的时候，摩西也感到很挫折。
Of course, in the beginning, Moses also had his struggles.
因为法老不但不让以色列人走。
Because the Pharaoh not only did not allow the Israelites to go,
还给以色列人更重的担子,
he even put more burdens upon their
shoulders.
In the beginning, they were supposed to come up with some bricks to create a wall. In the beginning, he always provided them with materials.
现在啊,
but now, he instructed them to gather materials for themselves. But the quota in which they will create the bricks.
本来以色列人就到处去找啊，所以你埃及啊，去找材料。
So all these people scattered to everywhere just to seek for materials.
啊，但当然那个砖啊就没有办法按照原来的数目交啊。
Of course, they cannot surrender the amount of bricks according to the quota.
所以就常常遭到那个埃及人的督工啊鞭打。
Therefore, they have been flogged many times by the taskmasters of the Egyptians.
哦，啊，所以他们跟法老王要求啊，说你们的那个。 你们的工头啊，让不把材料给我们，还要叫我们交那么多砖呢？
They said their taskmasters did not even provide us with these materials, and yet we're supposed to hand in so many bricks.
啊，法老说，你们都是懒惰的，才想要离开这里。
And Pharaoh said, "You lazy people, that's why you want to leave here."
哦，你们还是要去做工啊，草不给你们呐，但是砖还是要照交了。
Therefore, Pharaoh said, "You still need to work. No straw shall be given to you, but you still need to hand in the bricks."
所以以色列的那个管理的那个工人啊，他们就对摩西啊，怀怨言了。Therefore,
the workers started to complain against Moses.
所以你们把那个刀啊放在法老的手上啊，哎，让法老用刀来杀我们呐。
He said that you have put a sword in the hand of Pharaoh to kill us.
所以你们为什么要这样做?
Why do you do that to us?
摩西啊，看到说他去见法老王，根本神都还没有拯救他们呢，还让百姓受更多的苦。
So Moses thought that he had met with Pharaoh and suffered so much, and the Lord had not even delivered them, and these people were already starting to complain.
所以他就对神说：“神啊，你根本都没有拯救嘛。”
And then he said to the Lord, "Lord, why have you not delivered us? But you have brought this much trouble on these people." But God replied, "I am the God of your fathers. It's true that I will deliver them." Even though the Pharaoh refused to let you go,
但是啊，我会惩罚他们，他们最后会。
However, I will punish them, and in the end, they will release you.
一开始的时候，摩西把这些话告诉以色列，以色列人已经不听了。In
the beginning, Moses spoke all these words to the Israelites, but they all refused to listen.
所以呢，他们做苦工太苦了，根本没有办法听下去。Because
of their anguish of the spirit and because of their cruel bondage.
不过从第七章开始。However,
from the beginning of verse chapter 7,
神就开始降了十个灾殃啊，在埃及地。
God started to give them plagues in the land of Egypt.
大大的惩罚埃及人,
to greatly punish the Egyptians.
后来埃及人就放以色列人走了。
And later on, the Egyptians released the Israelites to go.
所以我们刚刚读的那个五章第二节,
just now we have read in chapter 5 verse 2.
法老说啊, 你们的神是谁? 为什么我要听他的话?
Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey His voice?"
啊，我不认识你们的神。
I do not know the Lord.
我也不让你们出去。
Nor will I let Israel go.
我们看神怎么回答。
Let's see how God answers.
看出埃及记七章第四节。
Exodus chapter 7 verse 4.
七章第四节。
Chapter 7 verse
4. 说王老一定不听你们的，那我就要伸手重重的刑罚埃及。 然后将我的军队以色列民从埃及地领出来。第五节。Verse
5。我伸手攻击埃及，将以色列人从他们中间领出来的时候啊，埃及人就知道我是真神的啦。好，神说啊，他要重重的刑罚埃及人。 God said he will lay his hand heavily upon the Egyptians.
你既然不认识我，我就让你认识。
Since you don't know me, here is a chance for you to know me.
好、哦啊，神就惩罚他们了、啊。后来他们就认识哇，以色列神的确也厉害。
So God punished them greatly, and in the end, the Egyptians recognized that the Lord God of Israel is truly mighty.
好、哦，啊，我们还有五分钟哈。
We still have 5 minutes. We continue our study.
我们来谈这个十个灾殃哈。
Let's talk about the 10 plagues.
十个灾殃。
The 10 plagues.
七章的第八节，这个不算灾呢。
Chapter 7, verse 8, this is not the first plague yet.
神叫摩西亚伦去行一个神迹给法老王看。
God instructed Moses and Aaron to perform a miracle for Pharaoh.
他说把杖丢在地上变作蛇。
Take your rod and cast it before Pharaoh to become a serpent.
法老王同时叫一些行邪术的来。
But Pharaoh also called his sorcerers to do the same way.
他们同样可以把杖丢下去，也可以变作蛇。
In the same way, they can also cast their rod on the ground and it became a serpent.
但是后来是亚伦的杖所变的蛇，把他们其他的杖啊，统统把它吃下去。
But as a result, Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods.
好、哦，那这是第一个啊，显神迹啊。
This is the first miracle performed.
我们看到说。神有他的能力作为啊、哦、
！So we see the mighty hand of the Lord and His works.
但是那个行邪术的靠着魔鬼的力量啊，也有一定的能力哦，他会行一些啊超自然的力量。
However, we also see that the sorcerers also relied on some evil forces to create some supernatural.
所以他会迷惑人哦。
It is quite misleading.
主耶稣说啊。末世的时候，假基督、假先知会出现。
Jesus said, "In the end times, there will be false Christs and false prophets."
他们也会行大神迹。
They will also be able to perform great miracles.
所以有的选民也会被迷惑掉了。
That some of the elect might also be misled.
所以不是说有神迹就对啊。
Therefore, not only do we need miracles and signs.
我们要对照。他们所讲的话是不是合圣经
？We also need to confirm their words. Are they according to the Bible?
因为魔鬼啊，也会行出一定的能力来。
Because the devil can also create some supernatural things.
那这个蛇啊，杖变蛇。
The rod turned into serpents.
因为那个法老的那个帽子上面有那个蛇的标记啊，这是他们的记号。
The serpent is the sign, the emblem on top of the.
你知道这个蛇也是那个魔鬼的象征啊。
Serpent is also the emblem of the devil.
好，所以神要祝福撒旦魔鬼的。
We know that God will put the devil under his feet.
虽然行这个神迹啊，啊，法老跟以色列、埃及人他们还是不接受。
Even though God created this miracle. But the Pharaoh and the Egyptians could not accept it.
结果啊，开始啊就要降灾祸在这个埃及地了。
Therefore, the plagues are about to come on the land of Egypt.
所以神叫摩西啊拿那个杖去击打埃及的河水。
So God called Moses to take his rod and strike the water which is in the river.
所有的河水都能变血。
All the water in the river shall turn to blood.
所以所有的那个海里的牲畜鱼啊，通通死掉。
So all the living creatures in the river shall die.
所以河都很臭啊。
The river will be stinky.
所以那个河水就没有办法喝了。
They are not able to drink the water from the river.
连续有七天的时间。
This took place for about 7 days.
所以以色列埃及人啊，就到处去挖洞啊。看看有没有那个新鲜的水。
So the Egyptians continue to dig holes to see whether there are some springs.
因为所有的江河啊都变成血了。
Because all those springs have turned into blood.
他说那个时候那个埃及的行邪术也会做、哦。
And we see that the magicians were also able to perform something.
他同样击打，同样那个河啊，河水都会变血。
In the same way, they strike with the rod and all the water turned into blood.
第三个灾也是一样，第二个灾也是一样，这是算第一个灾殃。
This is counted as the first plague.
他们没有水可以喝。
They had no water to drink.
那第八章啊。
And then in chapter 8.
说到那个青蛙跑到他们家，跑到他们床上啊，他们的脸盆什么到处都是青蛙。
Saying all these frogs have jumped into their bedroom, on their bed, and on their basins of water everywhere.
装面的里面通通都是青蛙。
Into their kneading bowls.
他说这个让他们生活当中啊感到很不便。
So that they experience inconvenience in their daily lives.
那个行邪术的也会行啊，让青蛙一直上来。充满了整个埃及地。
And the magicians were able to do so with their enchantments and brought up the frogs on the whole land of Egypt.
但是到了第三个灾殃啊。
However, when they come to the third plague,
行邪术的他们就没有办法了。
The magicians couldn't do anything.
让那个尘土啊都变成跳蚤。
All the dust of the land had become lice.
这个行法术的人他就行不出来了。
The magicians couldn't do all this work.
所以他们就说这是神的手段。
Therefore they said, this is the finger of God.
所以我们看到说行邪术的他们有一定的能力，但是能力有一个范围啦，像只有第一个跟第二个啊。
Therefore, we see that the magicians and the sorcerers were able to perform the first and the second plagues. There is a boundary and limit as to their abilities.
他们行这个神迹，只是让那个灾害啊更加严重。
But they performed these miracles in order to worsen the situation.
他们没有办法啊替埃及人来解除这个灾难。
They cannot solve the problem for the Egyptians.
这是那个行邪术的人的一个特色。
This is the feature of the Egyptian, the magicians.
跟着行啊，只是灾难力增加而已啊。
The more they performed the, these enchantments, the worse the plague became.
但是只有两个灾，他们可以行。
However,
they were no 办法了。
Only able to perform the two plagues.
所以他们能力真的有限呐。
So they are limited in terms of ability.
我们明天再继续。
Tomorrow we shall continue.